last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow wild and tall. I was trying to make it home through the fall before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees, and ghostly voices rose from the I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees and there in the my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched mine. But I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. I woke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. We'll never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed into that house I did right out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. I walked up the steps and stood on the porch. A woman I didn't recognize came and spoke to me through a chain door. I told her my story, who I'd come for. She said, I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore.
When they cleaned up,
we're just coming back, duplicating.
The money had probably been better spent elsewhere.
Excuse me, I mate.
I think the money could have been put to better use.
Excuse me, I mate.
And the light. Even when I'm old and gray.
Even when I'm old.
Even when I'm old and gray.
I'm gray. We are gray.
For example. For example. For example.
For example. Old age pensioners.
And yet they're spending £50,000 on that.
No.
Alongside motorways, it's municipal or public, and it's paid for by. But do we? And do we have a say? Today, citizen art critics are speaking out. Out speaking out. Us critics, art citizen. Today.
Gary.
Gary.
My guest today is the German painter Gerhard Richter. He's a master of exquisite obscurity. His subjects include ordinary objects such as chairs, candles, mountains, and portraits of the famous.
On a long and winding green.
If you're worried about the merits of public art or the cost, call me.
It looks like.
I wasn't even informed.
It looks like.
I certainly wasn't consulted. And the latest offering is in Hamilton, where the walls of the town centre car park have been, well, garishly painted and heavily criticised by a number of citizens.
The most strange looking place.
In these present days of financial pressure, unemployment and deep cuts in public expenditure, what on earth can justify diverting thousands of pounds from hard-pressed welfare and housing needs into paintings, murals, relief sculptures and all sorts of big art? And let's hear from Tom Muir, a local resident.
Reluctant about being interviewed. He's not even showing up in San Francisco, but he has written a lot about
his work.
I was asking about the contradictory nature of some of his statements and the fact that he has in fact worked in.
I think it's 10:30.
And the fact that he has in fact worked in many different styles, so in a given situation he may paint relatively, but only relatively, accurate photorealist paintings, and in another situation he'll paint broad gestural abstractions, and in yet another situation he'll paint with a monochrome. And I said something to him about these contradictory statements and the fact that one kind of work seems to contradict another kind of work if you think along strict stylistic categories, and he used the word camouflage.
Yes, this is shows.
Ihr Leben, die Blinden, die glauben, was sie sehen. Die Blinden, die glauben, was sie sehen.